This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Big news on the state's reopening plan today. Governor Charlie Baker said this afternoon that beginning on Monday, indoor performance venues will be able to open at lower capacity, but to be followed later by stadiums like Gillette and Fenway Park. And we will get to all of that in a minute, but first we want to cover what Governor Baker said this morning at a sometimes tense oversight hearing about the governor's handling of the vaccine rollout. The hearing actually is still underway. WBUR Senior State House reporter Steve Brown has been monitoring it. Steve took a pause to join us. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Steve, this is the first time that the governor's appeared at an oversight hearing to answer questions about his handling since the beginning of the pandemic. We have talked on air before about the fact that until now, the legislature has been pretty passive, pretty deferential, letting Baker take the lead, not pushing back, for example, on emergency powers. What about today? How would you characterize the tone of today's hearing?
Well, the governor tried to set the tone from the get-go, focusing not on the problems with the website, but instead highlighting numbers showing that per capita Massachusetts is actually doing pretty well. Number one for first doses administered per capita in states with 5 million people or more. Number eight for the first doses per capita nationwide. He read all those numbers off, but the legislators just weren't buying it, especially after today they received another round of calls from ticked-off constituents. Spent more than an hour or so on that website this morning, only to see wait time estimates jump from just a few minutes in some cases to tens of thousands of minutes, and then eventually getting kicked off the site with no appointment in hand. Arlington State Senator Cindy Friedman started pushing back on the governor's characterization of the vaccine rollout. Let's listen.
But now we come to the vaccine rollout, and frankly, I am just baffled at what we've been through. And my experience of this is very different than the one you've laid out. The twists and turns, the change in plans, the communication that changes depending on who you are talking to and from day to day. I can say, as someone who has been involved in this process and deeply involved since last March, that even I, with all my knowledge, am completely at a loss as to what is going on at times and what is going to come next.
Yeah, Steve, so that is really pointed criticism. What did the governor say?
Yeah, he tried to deflect by saying that the main problem is the fact that the state is only getting 135,000 doses per week, and we need a lot more than that to meet the demand. He says everyone acknowledges the anxiety and frustration that comes with people being unable to access an appointment or a chance to get a vaccination when their time comes because of issues around supply.
Okay, so sharp words there from State Senator Friedman. I gather she wasn't the only one who was sharp. Did others push back on the governor?
They did, especially Senator Eric Lesser, who called the vaccine appointment rollout a failure. I want to play a portion of an exchange between Lesser and the governor. Lesser was really trying to pin the governor down about why the vaccine sign-up website crashed last week.
You said on February 17th that 1 million new people would be eligible. You were also then asked directly, will the website be ready? And you said, quote, it would be in, quote, good shape. Did you do a load analysis with your team, or did you ask your tech provider whether a load analysis had been done on 1 million new people being eligible?
What happened to the websites on us? I was incredibly
will you say sorry
upset
to the,
by it
will
when
you
it
say
happened.
Sorry to the 1 million people?
Of course. Absolutely. Definitely. Yes, of course. And it's going to be a constant challenge going forward that we don't have enough supply to serve the population that wants to get vaccinated. I hope at some point that's not true anymore.
And that was Baker's common theme. The tech problems were regrettable, but the real limiting factor here is the supply of vaccine.
So, Steve, you talked a minute ago about the fact that there are new reports circulating this morning of people getting these massive wait times in this new waiting room that you go into first on the website, you know, tens of thousands of minutes after this 50,000 new appointments became available. And it made me think about the difference between fixing something and actually making it better. So fixing the site didn't crash today like it did last week, but that doesn't seem any better in terms of a user experience. Did you get the sense today that the administration understands how bad constituents are consistently finding the experience of trying to get scheduled to vaccinate?
Yeah, I think they are understanding the frustration that people are having. But they point back to that limited supply, saying until that significantly increases, there will be more people wanting the vaccine than getting it. The governor says they'll continue to make improvements to the website. But, of course, he said that last week as well. And a lot of people were left out in the cold this morning.
So, Steve, we've done a lot of coverage together over the last year. You've been following the governor on this. I think his press conferences began daily March a year ago, so almost exactly a year ago. What did you expect to see in the exchanges between he and the oversight panel today? And did you see what you expected?
I did. You know, a lot of the things he said he has been saying for the past couple of weeks always goes back to that supply. And it's true. You know, you got 4 million people that need to get vaccinated. Obviously, right now, there are a million that are eligible. But you've only got this limited supply. But what the legislature is pushing back is, hey, you know, the website has nothing to do with the supply. Yes, you know, it's like a game of musical chairs here that, you know, you've only got so many vaccines, so many chairs, and when the music stops, you've got 900,000 people still standing and only 50,000 were able to get appointments.
So what are you watching for next? Whether I think Secretary Mary Lou Sutter still is yet to testify today. So what are you watching for next today and in the coming days now that we've had this change in tone here with the legislature and the administration?
Yeah, I think Secretary Sutter's and DPH Commissioner Monica Burrell will be kind of batting cleanup for the administration. They believe are slated for 4 o'clock today. And I imagine that they will be filling in some more of the details and also, you know, pushing the administration's position that, you know, despite the problems, things are going well. In the future, I'll be watching for the production of the vaccine to increase, as is everyone. So therefore, they'll be able to make more appointments. That will take the pressure off the weekly mad rush for vaccine. Of course, the legislature is keeping an eye on all of this as well. And the House chairman of the committee said that they're going to be having another hearing in 2 weeks. And he invited the governor to attend. The governor responded somewhat facetiously that this one had been so much fun, he certainly looks forward to coming back.
All right. Well, that I am going to watch for. That is WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Steve, thanks.
Thanks, Tiziana.